Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic, economic development. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Steve Hill. He's Nevada's Economic Development Director.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Chip Evans, Heidi Smith, and Aaron Johnson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. Instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Steve Hill. He is director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be here, Sam. Thanks.
Okay, so first, I want to ask you about the Apple deal. Are they actually broken ground in northern Nevada? Are they actually broken ground in downtown Reno?
They have broken ground, certainly, at the data center site. They have not broken ground downtown as yet. But they're making good progress east of town, which is really where the big investment is.
There have been rumors circulating, and maybe you can answer this, as to that they might open an Apple store in downtown Reno.
Actually, I can't answer that, Sam. I don't know. We talked to them about it when we were putting this deal together. They were uncommittal at the time, but I think there's a market there. I hope they do that.
Yeah, it would be a heck of a boost for downtown Reno.
Really would.
Steve, yesterday, Senator Aaron Ford of Las Vegas introduced a bill to give incentives to movie production companies that come to Nevada mm-hmm. to film movies. And it seems to smack against the Governor Sandoval's office's philosophy on economic development. You said in an earlier committee meeting, quote, "In my opinion, there are other states that have instituted film incentives that are not economically sound." So what are your thoughts on Aaron Ford's bill to bring movie industry into Nevada?
Well, I don't think that you should misunderstand my comment to not appreciate the fact that Senator Ford is trying to help the economy and help move the film industry forward. And we would certainly like to do that and would like to find a way to do that. The problem is that in order to be competitive at this point, we're going to have to compete against other states that, frankly, as I said, have instituted some policies that I don't think really work economically.
It's called giving away the farm.
It is, at the extreme. And while I'd really like to see something be able to be put in place that would be both effective and economically sound, I think it's a tough thing to do. But I don't mean to imply that I don't appreciate Senator Ford's efforts along these lines.
You know, he said it would be a job creator for Nevada, and I'm thinking, okay, let's see, these Hollywood production companies, they have their own crews. crews. They bring them over. Where are jobs for Nevadans in this, except maybe they're extras in the movies? I don't understand that.
Well, actually, there's some of the jobs that would be imported, but a majority are usually within the state. And as the industry grows, those jobs tend to stay in the state.
These would be like kind of back of the house operations where, you know, equipment and facilities would be leased.
Sure, absolutely. And Nevada's already pretty successful in the film industry. It's frustrating when we see films about the state that are actually produced out of the state, and I understand that. I agree with that.
The CBS show Vegas is produced in New Mexico.
And that's been a point of frustration for many. But we already have about $100 million a year in film productions in the state. This incentive would apply to new productions in the future, so it would apply to the films that we already have here. It's a 23% tax credit, which means that we would not only be abating the taxes that those companies pay, but we would also be basically cutting them a check in addition to all of abating all of the taxes that
they pay.
Okay,
that's in Senator Ford's bill?
Well, the 23% is in Senator Ford's bill, and that is certainly more in total taxes than the companies involved in the productions would pay. And that's what it takes. I mean, he's right about that.
The adult film industry is having a lot of concerns in the San Fernando Valley with the issue of condoms. And there's been a lot of talk about them moving out of San Fernando Valley and potentially coming to Las Vegas as a base. And, of course, we have huge conventions with the adult film industry. And, you know, really, let's be honest, The New York Times and 60 Minutes have talked about this being a multi-billion dollar a year industry that is mainstream. There's not a major hotel chain in the country that doesn't show adult movies in their hotel rooms, and it's a big profit center. What are your thoughts and potentially the governor's thoughts about doing something to attract these people to Nevada? It's a huge industry.
I've been asked before, Sam, and what I've said is that this is not one of our targeted sectors, so it may be an industry that comes to
Nevada.
Would
there be an objection, though? I mean,
It's not been discussed in the governor's office. It's obviously a controversial industry, but you're right. I mean, it's also a big industry. It's not
truly a mainstream industry. I mean, every major hotel chain in the country, which are all respectable industries, make a lot of money from this business.
Yeah, it's not something we're actively recruiting.
Well, let me change the subject.
Okay.
Okay, you were talking about drone technology. It could be a huge business in the future for Nevada. We are already a center for military drone technology, and you were talking about all the commercial aspects of drone technology that could be put into place here, if you could expand on that.
Yeah, in fact, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, right. And right after that, there was a front page cover article on Time Magazine, and in that article, they explain a lot of what the commercial applications could be for unmanned aerial vehicles. Nevada has a lot of assets along those lines. Obviously, we have great airspace, much better airspace than any place else in the country. We already are the center of the military side of that industry. And as a result of that, we've trained a lot of people in Nevada. As those folks have retired from the military, many have stayed here. So we have an expertise in the state. And in addition to that, we've got a lot of programs at the university system that are tied to that industry already, mm-hmm. whether directly or indirectly. So the assets are here. That's going to be a growth industry. You know, there's projections that it'll be a $10 billion industry by the end of this decade. I've heard people talk about maybe it being a $100 billion industry. It gets into robotics, which I think in general is going to be a big industry moving forward. So I think it's a real opportunity for Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Hill when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Hill. He is the director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development.
Steve, I want to get back to this issue about movies in Nevada. And now you mentioned that Sam mentioned that the Vegas television series was not filmed in Nevada. It was filmed in New Mexico. And Tom Collins, a Clark County commissioner who may be a candidate, Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, was very dismayed that this film series about Vegas, about Sheriff Ralph Lamb, wasn't filmed in Las Vegas. And how did we lose that filming?
Well, New Mexico offers a very significant film tax credit. Those tax credits are also transferable, which is not a system that we currently have in Nevada, which means if the company has, say, an 8% tax liability, and New Mexico offers a 30% tax credit, the company cannot pay their 8% of all the different taxes that they pay. The other 22% they can sell to a different company that can then take that credit for a different purpose. It's basically like cutting the production company that is producing that show a check for 30% of all of the expenses that they have. That's why I don't think Nevada should go that far. I don't think that makes economic sense. When that show discontinues filming, which certainly someday it will, those jobs will go away. And unless you keep paying those tax credits, the state next door is probably offering something similar and they're going to move. So the industry's fairly portable. It's why it would be effective if we put it in place, because it probably would bring jobs relatively quickly, but just very expensively and probably temporarily.
Talking about data storage, the Apple deal was very significant in terms of having that brand name here. I know you can't probably mention names of companies, but what kind of interest have we seen in the state since that announcement, in particular in Northern Nevada, as far as other companies that that do that kind of work?
Well, we did see a pickup after that announcement. Some particularly in data centers, we've seen a couple announcements of companies that have made that decision to come here since then. There's also several others that are exploring that possibility. What we also saw, and now it's a little hard to tell what's driving the interest, the election in California caused a lot of California businesses to feel like, well, that was just the last straw. So interest has picked up in Nevada. I testified in the legislature a couple of weeks ago and told them that in the last half of 2012, we had 1,700 inquiries from separate businesses interested in coming to Nevada.
How does that compare with what had been happening previously?
That's up about 40% from the same period a year ago.
And what percentage do you usually get to convert?
Of the 1,700, about 20% turn into solid leads. And we call a prospect a company that has actually come to Nevada, looked at property. There's a big conversion rate on the prospects, probably in the 60% range. But do you have to, I've said this publicly, do you have to kiss a lot of frogs to get to the point that you get those conversions?
Steve, we earlier spoke about a plan to offer tax abatements for the purchase and selling of airline or aircraft parts. It's a big business, and Nevada right now is currently not a big player in this business.
Right.
You were saying, well, that was a plan, but we looked at an old law and we're not able to do that. You talked about centers of trade around airports in Nevada where this tax abatement could take place on these airline parts. Could you explain that a little bit? Because I don't fully understand.
Sure. And we're still working through the language for a bill that will be introduced. The core of the issue is that all the states around us do not charge sales tax on aircraft parts. And that can be parts for commercial airliners or private aircraft or the unmanned aerial vehicles. That makes Nevada very uncompetitive for the repair and maintenance operations that usually go along with having those airplanes here in the state. And when you get those aircraft in the state, you get other benefits as well. They tend to buy fuel here. So that increases tax revenue as a result of the fuel taxes that are associated with that. There's property tax associated with basing aircraft in a state. So there's some other benefits besides just the jobs. The jobs themselves can be very good, and in Nevada we have very few of those operations because of this. We can't just go into the law and exempt companies from the sales tax. That would have to go to a vote of the people. That would take time, be a difficult process. It's usually very expensive. We don't have the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What we are looking for is a way to provide abatements that would allow Nevada to be competitive in this area so that we could attract those jobs and those other benefits.
And that's where we have to leave it. Come back before the session is over. We'll see you in Carson City.
Happy to do it, Sam.
All right,
Thank you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. Car accidents, motorcycle accidents. Injured in an accident?
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Don't miss RC Willie's President's Day sale. Through Saturday, enjoy holiday savings on furniture, mattresses, appliances, electronics, and flooring. It's one of our biggest events of the year.
Hello, Zeus here. Back when I was Top God, I used to toss these babies around like toothpicks. Then the nuggets started lightning loose.
With mortals, random jackpots are a huge hit, not a myth. Players love to swipe and win instantly. They earn entries into colossal monthly drawings and win even more cash on Hot Seat Thursdays.
The nugget has all the loot and lightning.
But nobody steals my thunder!
Get the news you need on the go with the My News 4 app. Get breaking news, watch our latest videos, your up-to-the-minute weather forecast, and more. Download the My News 4 app, available on the iPhone App Store and Google Play. MyNews4.com and News 4 daily email still free.
I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333. This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Aaron Johnson is here, the Republican activist and publisher of AaronJohnson.com. Heidi Smith is the former Republican National Committee woman. And Chip Evans is the host of Get Real America. Pleasure to have you all here.
Well, Aaron, let me kick this off with you. Yesterday at the Nevada legislature,
many in the Washoe County delegation came up with this plan for the Washoe County School Board. They need capital tax money. Instead of going through the legislature and passing the two-thirds margin to create a new tax, they are simply going to, their plan is to have enabling legislation which would enable the Washoe County School Board to raise taxes themselves. And, here we have, if this went through, we would have one more public entity that could raise taxes on the citizens.
Here's a problem. Whether you agree with that the tax raise is necessary or not, anytime you have legislators openly saying we're trying to get around a constitutional imperative, you're doing it wrong, and it's frustrating that that's what they're trying to do. And here, the bottom line is that if the legislature actually cared about saving school districts lots and lots and lots of money, they would get rid of the prevailing wage laws. That's what it boils down to. They'd save 20% off the cost of maintenance, building new facilities, that sort of thing. That's the kind of thing that actually saves money. And once they have the money, even adjusted for inflation, we've tripled education spending with nothing to show for it over the last several decades. And what do we got? Are we educating our kids better? Are the graduation rates improving? Are we seeing something for that trebling of our tax revenue going in? No. What we're seeing is more powerful teachers' unions and kids who aren't being educated as well as they need to be educated. That's what it boils down to, okay. And that's why this is a bad idea.
Prevailing wage. Now, Chip, if we got rid of prevailing wage on all school construction and maintenance projects, would we be lowballing the construction workers who, they're not rich people?
Sure we would be. I think we just, this would be a job improvement opportunity for the greeters at Walmart. I mean, what do we want out there? We want experienced people that know what they're doing from the local communities if we can, getting real jobs for real work that they've trained for their life. And this is a good thing. I don't have a problem with prevailing wage. The way it gets set is you look what are the wages that prevail and just say, let's make sure it's fair.
But it's not really fair the way it works out, correct, Heidi?
Absolutely not. And what's wrong with these people trying to bypass the Constitution? They haven't been to many gun shows lately in northern Nevada, have they? I have had 6 children go through this school system. You get rid of the administration and let the teachers teach, and I think you'll find lots of money.
I think I have to disagree with that, Heidi. I think if you took a look at the administration levels in the Washoe County School District, they're not overly, they're not weighted down. I mean, they have tried for years to put money back into the classroom.
I have voted in the past for new computers for the classroom. Finally, my children got the computers, but they had no software for it. Let's think of these things just basic logic. When did a principal need 12 people behind him to handle the students and what they're going to do after college? We're not even getting our kids to college anymore. We need more in the classroom, less in that administration.
All right, but I got to disagree. So the universities are through the roof. So it's not like the kids are
through the roof with who?
But the problem with that is that we've got a bubble in higher education, too. So we're sending everybody to college, and we're watering down the value of what a degree is. Everybody goes. Jobs that never required a degree in the past, kind of middle-level management, paralegals, this kind of thing, everybody goes and gets a degree now. And from an economic perspective, what you're doing is you're taking productive workers out. You're subsidizing a four-year education that's not necessary for the jobs that people ultimately are doing. And you're having a lot of negative impact. And it's not that people aren't benefiting from a college degree. It's that we have taken the standards for that, and we've lowered the standards even going in, and that's why there's been articles about how, not everybody, but so many people are in remedial classes because they can't bloody write a sentence when they're entering college. It's insane to me.
Well, let's get real about the world, though. I mean, a college degree has replaced a high school degree to get employment in lots of places, and it's not a Nevada issue, this is a United States issue. This is a worldwide issue. If our kids are going to be competitive, they're going to have to, in many areas, they're going to have to be able to compete with a college degree. And not to say that we shouldn't have a robust trade school and optional programs as well, because there's plenty of opportunity there for good jobs.
Okay. Well, we should, and that's where things break down.
Trade schools are so important, and
or community colleges.
But the President of the United States denigrates that every time he stands up and says everybody has to go to college, because he's saying everybody who doesn't go to college and goes and learns a trade instead is failing. And, well, and that
no,
that,
I don't think so. Don't what think about community college? Isn't yeah. isn't that in
that's part
you know,
of
when
it
you say
does,
to go
unless,
to college?
Unless you're going to community college for a specific trade or skill, if you're going, you know, for nursing skill or go be a dental hygienist or some very specific thing. If you go to community college just to rack up some credits, you're going to high school part two with no benefit at the end of it, and we're subsidizing it. It doesn't do you any good. It wastes your time. It wastes your money. It wastes the taxpayers' time. It wastes the taxpayers' money. It wastes the economic potential of that person sitting in community college instead of actually going to
college. Okay, these other two have 10 seconds each.
Oren's absolutely right. I just had a girlfriend who got a divorce after 25 years. She went back to UNR. She got her degree in HR. And I said, why didn't you go to the community college and get a degree in something you can use? Nobody wants an old lady in HR.
Chip?
They're scary. They fire you.
I think, you know, community colleges are getting a lot of attention right now, a lot of focus as a path to jobs. We're putting special programs in there. I think the president's, every one of his statements supports that.
All right, and that's where you got to leave it. Thank you all for a spirited discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Come experience the excitement as over 30 teams of Buckaroos battle for top honors at the 24th annual Winnemucca Ranch Hand Rodeo Weekend, February 27th through March 3rd. The old ranch hands will compete in various ranch events, including saddle bronc riding, calf roping, team branding, and ranch doctoring. And don't forget to check out the red cow dog trials, horse and bull sale, and the Great Western Trade Show. For more information, visit ranchrodeonv.com or call 1-800-962-2638.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, our guest is Stan Roman of Heritage.